It's the Breakfast Show with Nick on Power FM.
But hey, the Gold Logie announcements were this week, and Scotty Cam is up for the Gold Logie. Now, he was asked by some media people what he'd be wearing to the Logies, and it kind of ended up getting into a bit of a discussion about metrosexuals. This is what Scotty Cam had to say.
The metrosexual thing is over. Women love mavericks and tradesmen. We all know that.
Yeah, big call. He is saying the Metro is out, the tradie is in. Well, this became a point of discussion yesterday afternoon between myself and drive host Crossy. Big call, Scotty Cam.
What do you think? Obviously, you're dating a tradie, I guess you'd call him.
Yeah, he's a tradie.
So you're the tradie type?
And a sportsman.
Type? And a sportsman? Oh, well, yachting.
It's a sport, mate.
Okay, if you say so.
It is a sport. Okay. Are we going to have to take this to the debate board that's outside? Is sailing a sport? You've already got his motorsports a sport on there. What are you trying to do? Cut down all my sports? Sailing is a sport as well. Look, I think the tradie love has been around for quite a while. A lot of women don't love dating a guy who competes with her on skinny jeans and hair gel. Really?
I find it's a tough call because I don't consider myself a tradie, that type of guy. I like to be in sometimes, but I'm definitely not that. But I'm not a metrosexual either.
Look, I think, yeah, well, are you a professional? Because that's like the suit and tie dude as well. I mean, they're not coming into this.
No, I think if I had to be categorised as something, I would be the slacker.
Is that your pickup line at the pub?
Yeah.
It's all right, I'm the slacker.
Yeah.
I think the metrosexual days are kind of numbered. Metro guys, there's a time and a place, but nothing is hotter than when you walk onto a site and there's some hot tradies that are fully ripped with their shirts off having their smoko. Awesome. Yeah, okay, buy into our debate. 654-11981. Are tradies hotter? Is Metro out? Let me know your thoughts. Coming out saying tradies are all in. Alex, you've called through in to debate this.
Good, mate. I'm driving south from Brizzy and I've landed a job in Katoomba. I'm a carpenter.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, tradies the way to go. There's so many bloody tradies picking up girls up in Brisbane. I've had to drive this far south. I'm about 1,000 k's out of home.
It is the thing, isn't it, at the moment? Tradies are in.
The hot topic, completely.
Hot topic and hot looking.
Oh, mate, I rock it all the time. I don't say I'm a solid 8 out of 10, but I'll be working at a job. Mum's inside in the kitchen. I shirts off, throw the shovel over the back. You're posing, sweating it out. They love it.
I have to say, I am one of those chicks who tends to slow down as I walk past the work site there.
Yeah, we see it.
You mean I'm not getting away with it? I'm that transparent?
No. Subtlety is not common in that area.
Mate, tradies are 100% in at the moment. 98.1 Power FM, it is Brekkie with Nicks this morning. Now, while we're doing it, thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair. Now, it is about 8.41, which kind of means one thing. It's debate time on a Friday. Now, this is normally when I would debate Crossy, our drive announcer, but he's not here. So this is a bit of an awkward moment. I might just give him a call and see where he is.
G'day, it's Luke Cross here. Not available at the moment. Leave me a message and I'll try and get back to you. Thanks, bye.
Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Crossy. Nicks. We have a debate. Just saying, this is probably to my advantage. You're late for work. 98.1 Power FM. It's Brekkie with Nicks. Morning. It's just on 8.45, a perfect time to do a debate. Would be Crossy from the drive show here, but he's not. He just sent me a message. He just said some explicit language I can't say on air. I've slept in on my way. Now, Billy, the boss man, has joined me. Billy,
yes.
What's our policy on people missing debates?
Look, I'll have to talk to Crossy a little bit later on about that.
Yeah, not acceptable.
They'll sleep in just doesn't work for me, you know.
Not, mate.
He'd be feeling pretty bad right now, though.
Crossy, you'll be walked into the boss's office after this. But luckily, the boss has offered to step in.
Don't know how good I'll go, Nicks.
Last minute debate, mate. How are you feeling?
A bit nervous.
We are debating this morning whether show bags are the best things about the show. Now, because you've offered your kind time to step in and help me out, we'll do a reversal. I'm okay. The negative.
Yep.
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right? I am debating that show bags are not the best thing about the show. As if show bags are the best thing about the show. I mean, come on, it's full of stuff you can just get at the $2 shop down the road. What is the best thing about a rural show? Well, hello, it's a rural show. There's cows and sheep and cats and dogs and dogs. Did I mention there's dogs? You can usually see dogs at a show. You can get them all if you want. And what's more lovely at a show than walking through the gates and smelling the mixture of cattle smell and fried food? Makes your dream come true. Talking of food, there is everything on a stick at a show. You can get chips on a stick, sugar on a stick, dog on a stick. Hey, did I mention there's dogs at the show? I love dogs. Now, one more thing, there are rides. Yes, you can go on any kind of ride that you possibly want to. And hey, you know what? I once won a goldfish. Problem was, I accidentally knocked the goldfish tank over. We weren't going to go there. Plus, there's plenty of hotties at the show. Not only are there the cute cowboys walking around and on the Wranglers, but there's also monster trucks. Who doesn't want to see a monster truck? And fireworks. And just to round it out, by far the best thing about a show would have to be the fact that there's scones, jam and cream, and plenty of little cakes that we can all look at. So my point being that show bags are not the best thing about a show.
I totally disagree.
Okay. Time for you.
Okay, so growing up, it was one of the highlights as a kid to go to the show, and I got brought up in Newcastle, and the week leading up to the show, as a kid, all you think about is show bags. And I can remember growing up and getting the Birdie Beetle show bag, always known as being, you know, one of the cheapest show bags you can get, but was full of love. And as a kid, I absolutely loved the Birdie Beetle. Now, if Mum and Dad put us on a few rides and got us a few things to eat, the Birdie Beetle show bag, a bit cheaper, was always good for them to get. So that is, and look, also growing up, I remember, and it made my day big time, I got a World Wrestling Federation show bag as a kid. It had Hulk Hogan headband in it. Now, it doesn't get much better than that. If you had seen the smile on my face when I was wearing a Hulk Hogan headband, it was fantastic. Now, kids can actually go online and look at show bags and all of that kind of stuff, and I think right now is no better time than to get in there and grab a show bag, because it's going to put such a big smile on a kid's face.
Amazing.
Okay.
I've got to say, Billy, for a step in, you did a fantastic job. I don't know if I can argue with that. 654-11981, it is up to you. Who won the debate, Billy or me?
Power FM's Beanies or the Show with Nicks on Power FM for Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair, your premium Optus dealer.
Hey, good news for movie buffs. There is going to be a sequel to a movie that sounds like this. When stuff like that happens. Yeah, if you remember this song, it is from Top Gun. I love that movie. You know the movie with Tom Cruise and he's a fighter jet pilot? It's an old school one, but it's an oldie but a goodie. It had Maverick and Goose and Iceman in it. Woo! Well, Maverick may be coming back. Yeah, Tom Cruise has confirmed reports that he is looking into a Top Gun 2. This is the best news I've heard in ages! This is awesome. I'm so excited. I love this movie. And now I get an excuse to keep playing this song on radio when my boss doesn't want me to. What's going to happen with Goose, though? He's not going to be there. That's still the most devastating bit of that movie, when he doesn't make it. And I have to fast forward that bit. But it started making me think of other movies that I want a sequel to. When it comes to Tom Cruise, wouldn't mind him bringing out Days of Thunder 2. That was great. Maybe he could make it into Formula One instead of NASCAR. What movie do you want to be see the sequel to? 654-11981. I'm pretty pumped about Top Gun 2, and I wouldn't mind Days of Thunder 2. What movie do you want to see the sequel to? 654-11981.